Avodah Zarah Yerushalmi, corresponding to Avodah Zarah Bavli, Daf Samach Aleph, we begin the Yerushalmi on Daf Lamad Amud Beis at the Mishnah. Hamatah Yeinu Shal Nochri V'Noisne V'Roshosai B'Bayis Shepasurach L'Roshos HaRabim B'Eir Shesh Panochim V'Sol Mutter. If a Jew prepared an idolater's wine in purity for the idolater to then be able to sell to a Jew, and put it in the idolater's private domain and that had a doorway into a public domain, in a city that had both idolaters and Jews, then it's permitted. In a city that's entirely populated by idolaters, the wine is prohibited unless he appoints a watchman. The watchman need not be sitting and watching it all of the time. Even if he's only coming and going there, it's permitted. Rishim ben Elazar said all domains of idolaters are the same. One who prepared an idolater's wine in purity and he puts it in the idolater's domain, and the idolater writes a document to the Jew saying, I've already received the money from you, it's permitted because the idolater views it as the Jew's property and will not come to touch it. If the Jew attempts to remove it and the idolater prevents him from doing so until the Jew pays him, this case happened in Beis Sha'an and the Chachamim prohibited it. And the Gemara says, Rabbi Abba b'shem Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Chanina lo yisayf dava pesach el afilu chaloin v'yesh ba arbo al arbo arbo ma'asora v'ovad makura v'mugufaf. Rabbi Abba, quoting Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Chanina, said, when the Mishnah taught that if a Jew put in the idolater's private domain that had a doorway into public domain, in a city that had both idolaters and Jews in it permitted, this applies not only to a doorway, but even if there's a window measuring 4x4 tvachim in the public domain and at a height of 10 tvachim, as long as it has a window frame, thereby making it fixed and not usually plugged up. Haya Lubmeya Neima, the question is, if so, Rebbe should have said it, why did the Mishnah only mention a doorway? Im haya oile v'yored by mutar v'imlav, also, I should say. The answer is, if the Gentile could see the Jew coming up and down, so he was afraid to touch the wine, it's permitted. If not, it's prohibited. Within the property of a Gentile, when the wine belongs to the Jew and the Jews live there, it's considered that there's a watchman coming and going, and it's permitted, even if the key and seal are not in the Jew's hands. And when the wine belongs to the Gentile and Jews live there, it's permitted, but only if the bowel has a key and a seal. And if Jews do not live there, it's prohibited, even if the bowel has a key and a seal. Rabbi Yehli, quoting Rabbi Yanai, says the Chacham disagree with Rabbi Shimon Elazar, who we had before, and they differentiate as follows, that if the Gentile is the wine owner, the wine is permitted only if Jews live in that town. If the wine is in the Gentile's possession, but he doesn't own it, even if Jews don't live there, it's permitted. However, Rabbi Shimon Elazar says that it makes no difference whether or not Gentiles own the wine. And the Gemara rejects this, that Rabbi Shimon Elazar actually was not responding to that case, but rather he was responding to the latter case, that the Chachamim discuss one who prepares a Gentile's wine in purity. That if the Jew wants to remove the wine, the Gentile won't permit him unless he's paid, it's prohibited. It's in this case when the Gentile has it in his possession that the Chachamim differentiates between whether or not the Gentile owns the wine. Here Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar disagrees and says that all cases where it's in the Gentile's possession are the same, and even if the Gentile does not own the wine, we're concerned that he touched it because he's got a lien on them. Hadnalach, Perek, Rabbi Shmuel.